Allihopa. I'm Elin.
Hi everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome back to SwedishPod101.com. This is Upper Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 11. Good things come to those who wait in Sweden. In this lesson, you'll learn conjugation rules for irregular verbs.
The conversation takes place in Emma's car.
It's between Emma and her daughter Elsa, and they are using informal Swedish since they are mother and daughter.
Great! Let's listen to the conversation. Elsa, mamma ska bara gå och handla lite mjölk. Sitt här i bilen och gå inte någonstans.
Jag vill inte sitta här. Jag vill också följa med.
Det är bättre om du sitter här och väntar.
Jag vill följa med.
Om du väntar här så får du en present.
Okej då.
Bra. Jag är snart tillbaka. Här får du. Jag köpte dig en glass.
Tack.
Du ser, det var väl bra att du satt kvar och väntade.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Elsa, mamma ska bara gå och handla lite mjölk. Sitt här i bilen och gå inte någonstans. Jag vill inte sitta här. Jag vill också följa med. Det är bättre om du sitter här och väntar. Jag vill följa med. Om du väntar här så får du en present. Okej då. Bra. Jag är snart tillbaka. Här får du. Jag köpte dig en glass. Tack. Du ser. Det var väl bra att du satt kvar och väntade.
Now, let's hear it with the English translation.
Elsa, mamma ska bara gå och handla lite mjölk. Sitt här i bilen och gå inte någonstans.
Elsa, mommy is only going to go and buy some milk. Sit in the car and don't go anywhere.
Jag vill inte sitta här. Jag vill också följa med.
I don't want to sit here. I want to come too.
Det är bättre om du sitter här och väntar.
It's better if you sit here and wait.
Jag vill följa med.
I want to come.
Om du väntar här så får du en present.
If you wait here, then you'll get a present.
Okej då.
Okej then.
Bra. Jag är snart tillbaka.
Great. I'll be back soon.
Här får du. Jag köpte dig en glass.
Here you go. I bought you an ice cream.
Tack.
Thanks.
Du ser, det var väl bra att du satt kvar och väntade.
You see, it was good that you sat there and waited. Lucky Elsa got an ice cream. So, Elin, is it common for Swedes to bribe their children to get them to do what they want?
I would say that it happens, but it's generally not seen as a great way to get your child to do as you ask.
How would you describe Swedish parenting generally?
I think Swedish parenting is different in many ways from parenting in other countries, because Swedes tend to have a view where a child is seen as an individual with different characteristics. And this is something that's also reflected in the approach Swedes take to parenting.
I see. What about disciplining your children? How do Swedes look at that?
In Sweden, the parents' right to physically discipline their children was abolished in 1966. And teachers and other people working with children are bound by law to report to the social services if they suspect that a child is being abused at home in any way.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
att sitta.
To sit.
Att sitta. Att sitta.
Next.
Bil.
Car.
Bil. Bil.
Next.
Någonstans.
Anywhere.
Någonstans. Någonstans.
Next.
Om.
If.
Om. Om.
Next.
Glass.
Ice cream.
Glass. Glass.
Next.
Också.
Also.
Också. Också.
And last.
Att handla.
To buy.
Att handla. Att handla.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we need to talk about is någonstans.
And that means anywhere, right?
Yes, but it can also mean somewhere.
So in Swedish, there's one word that corresponds to both anywhere and somewhere?
Precisely. And as usual, when we have a word that contains någon, as in någonstans, Swedes really like to use the abbreviation någon in their colloquial language.
So how does that sound?
Instead of någonstans, many Swedes will say någonstans.
Okay, what's next?
Next is the verb att handla.
And that means to buy.
Precisely.
But I'm quite sure I've heard this verb used in another situation where it didn't mean to buy.
That's right. Att handla can also mean to act.
So how would you say it's important to act fast in Swedish?
That's det är viktigt att handla fort.
Great. Now, let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn conjugation rules for irregular verbs. Where do we begin?
Let's start by talking a bit about irregular or strong verbs, as they are sometimes also called.
Okay, what about them?
In Swedish, the irregular verbs can be divided into two different groups.
You're talking about the irregular verb and the double irregular verbs, right?
That's right. There are rules for how to conjugate irregular verbs, but the double irregular verbs don't follow conjugation rules.
So I guess you just have to memorize the double irregular verbs then.
Yes, but now let's move on and look at the rules for how to conjugate irregular verbs.
Where should we start?
We will start with irregular verbs with a verb stem that contains a short e, I, followed by two consonants.
What are some examples?
For example, att sitta, meaning to sit. Att dricka, meaning to drink. And att springa, meaning to run.
Okay, and how do you conjugate these?
The good news is that you can create different forms of these verbs as long as you know the imperative form.
Great! So what's the imperative form of the verb to sit?
Sit.
And how do we switch it to its infinitive form?
You simply add the ending a, a, to the imperative form. So sit, meaning sit, becomes att sitta, meaning to sit.
Let's get our listeners to practice that.
Sure. Listeners, repeat after me, please. Sitt. Att sitta.
And how do you make it into present tense?
You add the ending r, er, to the imperative form. So sitt, meaning sit, becomes sitter, meaning sits. Listeners, repeat after me. Sitt. Sitter.
And how about the preterite?
For the preterite, you simply change the stem vowel, e, to an a. So sit, meaning sit, becomes satt, meaning sat. Listeners, repeat after me. Sit. Satt.
And finally, how about the supine form?
You change the stem vowel I to u. And add the ending it. So sit, meaning sit, becomes suttit, meaning been sitting.
Listeners, repeat after Yelin.
Sit. Suttit.
Let's try another one. How about the verb to drink? Firstly, infinitive form.
You add the ending a, a, to its imperative form, which is drick. So drick, meaning drink, becomes att dricka, meaning to drink. Repeat after me. Drick. Att dricka.
And to form the present tense, you just add the ending er, right?
Yes. So drick, meaning drink, becomes dricker, meaning drinks.
For the preterite, you need to change the stem vowel I to an A.
That's right. And drick, meaning drink, becomes drack, meaning drank.
And finally, for the supine, you also need to change the stem vowel I to U, plus add the ending it, I-T.
Yes. So the verb drick, meaning drink, becomes druckit, meaning drunk. Let's also look at the verb spring, meaning run.
To change it from its imperative to its infinitive, you just add the ending a, right?
That's right. So spring, meaning run, becomes att springa, meaning to run.
And to make it into the present, you simply add the ending er.
Yes. So spring, meaning run, becomes springer, meaning runs.
For the preterite, you just need to change the stem vowel I to an A.
Correct. So spring, meaning run, changes into sprang, meaning ran.
And finally, for the supine, you need to again change the stem vowel I, but in this case to a U, and also add the ending it.
So spring, meaning run, becomes sprungit, meaning run. Listeners, repeat after me. Spring. Sprungit.
Okay, remember to check the lesson notes if any of that was confusing. Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized it with My Word Bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you learn proper pronunciation.
While you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to SwedishPod101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today. Okay, that's it for this lesson. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Hej då! Elsa, mamma ska bara gå och handla lite mjölk. Sitt här i bilen och gå inte någonstans.
Jag vill inte sitta här. Jag vill också följa med.
Det är bättre om du sitter här och väntar.
Jag vill följa med.
Om du väntar här så får du en present.
Okej då.
Bra. Jag är snart tillbaka. Här får du. Jag köpte dig en glass.
Tack.
Du ser, det var väl bra att du satt kvar och väntade.